New Zealand's temporary workers have been given some breathing space to plan their next move, but it's a different story for those migrants stuck overseas. The Minister of Immigration has used his special legislative powers to give a couple of migrant groups a six-month extension on visas, which is set to expire this year. It covers workers with essential skills and work-to-residence visas, as well as low-skilled workers on three-year visas, but it does not extend to any other type of work visa expiring this year. Nona Peltier reports.
There are nearly 350,000 temporary residents in New Zealand, and about 200,000 of them will need to renew or vary their visa over the next year or so. But none of those visas will be renewed unless the employer can prove there is no citizen or resident to do their jobs. The minister's six-month extension will do nothing but buy about 17,500 migrants more time to either sort out their visa or leave the country. Christian Arns from Friends Recruitment and Immigration says that isn't much help to the rest.
I mean, there's a whole range of other visas that are out there and they're not included. And secondly, the number is only for the period between now and the end of the year. So if you would extend that number, say, between now for the next 12 months, you might look at a number that is more like 50,000, you know, at a guess, or higher.
The Minister of Immigration, Ian Lees-Galloway, says the government must give priority to citizens and permanent residents, although he isn't ruling out making further changes.
Oh, no, I anticipate that there likely will be further changes, but the changes that we made to the Act do give me more options and gives the government greater flexibility to respond to a fast-changing environment. So we will continue to monitor the labour market, we'll continue to monitor the situation for migrant workers, and if further changes are needed, we'll make them.
The minister doesn't anticipate making any changes to help migrant workers who are currently out of the country, regardless of their circumstance.
Well, look, people have to make their own choices about what is in their best interests. But the facts at the moment are that the border restrictions are in place. They are likely to remain in place for a considerable length of time. The New Zealand labour market is changing. And what we really have to do is make sure we make the most effective use of the people who are here in country now, because those border restrictions are likely to remain in place for the foreseeable future.
In addition, Ian Lees-Galloway says any new visas for low-skilled workers will be scaled back to six-month terms from 1 year. For Morning Report, I'm Nona Peltier.